Good afternoon to all of you, and thanks for the nice introduction. Well, my topic is kind of more on the field scale study and observing the agricultural field, not the nitty gritty of what's happening there. So I decided to do my PhD on this topic, free and conjugated estrogens in runoff from agricultural soils receiving pelletized and raw poultry litter. In continuation with what one of my previous presenter mentioned, like poultry litter contains some steroidal hormones including estrogens and testosterone, and different kind of estrogenic hormones are present in the poultry litter. And the important of this estrogen is that when these are coming in the runoff water at the stream, it can create some endocrine disruption. What's that endocrine disruption? It's a physiological disorder like production of some female specific protein in male. So kind of ecological disbalance might happen if it is present in the surface runoff. So, and it can create that endocrine disruption at a very low level. So when we are saying low level, we are talking about parts per trillion, like nanogram per liter level. For example, the predicted no effect concentration level for E2 beta or estradiol is 1 nanogram per liter, and for estrone it is 3 to 5 nanogram per liter, so very low. So what are the different forms of estrogens? Mainly on basis of their solubility, on the their chemical nature properties, these are divided in two forms, free and conjugated. The free forms include estrone, estradiol, estyl, and the conjugates are sulfate and glucuronides, mainly of these free forms. The important thing is the toxicity varies between these free and conjugated forms. Free forms are much more toxic compared to the conjugates, and even within the free forms, estradiol is much more toxic compared to estrone and estriol. But the important thing is these forms can vary among themselves. Like free forms, within free forms, estrone and estradiol under several environmental conditions like oxidized or reduced condition and presence of microbes. Microbes specifically, they convert these conjugated forms to free forms. But unfortunately, most of the previous literature on agricultural field, they mostly highlighted on estradiol beta. I mean, other forms were not much reported in that level for agricultural sulfate runoff. But we do need to monitor all the forms because we don't know, in the surface runoff, if it is going up to the streams, what might happen and what chemical changes might happen within these forms, and ultimately what forms they will end up. These are the forms, like there are four main free forms, which is, where is the pointer?
Use the mouse.
Okay, so these are the free forms, like this is beta, E2 beta, and this is estrone. Look at this, it has an alcohol and it has a ketone group. So that can be easily converted to one to another. And I mean, mostly in the environment we find that estrone and E2 beta is comparatively less, but in reduced condition, it can be possible that estrone can be converted to E2 beta. So based on that, we framed our objectives to determine the amounts of free and conjugated estrogens in agricultural runoff, and how does the export of estrogen differ between raw and pelletized poultry litter. So, I mean, specifically for Delaware, the main organic farming is through like application of raw poultry litter, and nowadays this pelletization process is happening. I mean, it's now a growing technology which is coming to reduce the nitrogen, phosphorus, those kind of eutrophication problem, and to maintain for the longer period and to carry from one place to another. This pelletization is like coming in very rapid pace. But we need to monitor the pelletized poultry litter hormone concentration or its effect in runoff water, because it is promisingly new industry, and we have to make sure that it's not it's not creating or enhancing the problem. So we also monitored the impact of storm events on mass exports and variation of exports with time, and role of DOC and SUVA, that specific ultraviolet absorbance, on the mass exports. But I'm going to present the first two objective data. The study was conducted in an agricultural plot having 5 meter by 12 meter plot size in Middletown, Delaware. And in a randomized block design, my experiments were under reduced tillage and no tillage management practices. I applied pelletized poultry litter and raw poultry litter at two different rates with a control one. Let me explain a little bit on reduced tillage. It was basically a conventionally tilled plot, but from 2007, the farmer decided, we need to switch it to no tillage plot. So it's kind of in the transitional phase. So we decided to title it as a reduced tillage plot. And the application of PPL and RPL1, that is the raw poultry litter, on the basis of plant nitrogen requirement. And raw poultry litter 2 was kind of little bit higher rate what we applied for RPL1. So what was the sampling scheme? We collected the surface runoff for April to August 2008, the 10 natural storm events. And the samples were collected in glass bottles, and we filtered them by using glass microfiber filter, and the filter papers were also stored to see whether the sediments have any kind of estrogen concentration or any absorption of hormones with the estrogens or not. So those are the 10 different events which were pretty much evenly distributed throughout my study period. And the total amount of rainfall, for an event, if it is more than 20 millimeter, then we collected the samples. ELISA was used, like enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, that was used initially to see whether there is any estrogens or not. That was used as a kind of screening tool, but it is important to mention, like most of the previous literature, they have reported, previous agricultural export monitoring studies, they reported their concentrations in the runoff water on the basis of ELISA. But we decided to monitor the free and conjugated forms also, and that's not possible to monitor through ELISAs. And the concentrations with exceeding 20 nanogram per liter, we collected that and used it for LCM study. That was related to the cost, because LCMS was very expensive and ELISA was not that. So if we go for every sample LCMS, it would cost much more than the present what we paid. And what we observed is that ELISA concentration was much, much more higher than LCMS. This is interesting to report, because as I mentioned earlier, most of the previous field scales monitoring study, they reported on the basis of ELISA that this is a concern, and the surface runoff is having that amount of estrogen or estradiol. But if we go through that same sample through LCMS, the concentration is like 20 to 30 times less. And that was expected, because there are cross reactivities, presence of other organic substances that was every possible for increasing the concentration in ELISA method. So back to our initial objectives. We observed both free and conjugated forms in surface runoff. Like this is the red one is estrone, and this is the yellow one estradiol, and this is a conjugated form 17 sulfate. And it is important to note that the concentration of estrone and sulfate is higher than E2 beta. These concentrations are higher, but we need to monitor that, because this one can be converted to this one. So we never know. The second thing is the litter aspects, and the pelletized litter for both reduced and no tillage cases, they are showing much more mass exports compared to the pelletized poultry litter. Sorry, I mentioned pelletized. This raw poultry litter is showing much more mass exports compared to pelletized litter. That was also expected, because when I am pelletizing, the pelletization process includes heating, putting pressure to make it like in small crumble like structure. So it is every possibility of destruction of those estrogenic hormones when I am doing the raw form to pelletized litter. So the flow weighted concentrations, that was for raw poultry litter, the concentrations of estrone and estradiol beta, both were higher than predicted no effect concentrations, and those were higher than the PPL flow weighted concentrations. But the thing is, we monitored that at the edge of the field, so that is kind of at higher level. We don't know if at the end of the field, just next to the stream, what would be the concentration. It might be expected to be that concentration might goes down at the edge of the field. And this is just a slide to show that, I mean, some of the previous studies, they mentioned that the concentration of the exports decreased with time, monotonically, like with the increase in time from 5 days, 7 days, 20 days, 40 days, the export will go down. But we didn't find that. We found that with the intensity of rainfall, it changed a lot. I mean, higher intensity rainfall event, just like this June 6th one, it has huge mass exports. So, I mean, although there is a decrease in the export, but if there is high intensity rainfall event, there will be some high mass exports also. So in conclusion, ELISA should be followed by more accurate or like more precise LCMS methods, and the concentrations of both free and conjugated forms need to be monitored. As we observe, our concentrations in conjugated forms are higher than the free forms in most of the cases. So, and all the free forms also need to be monitored, because our estrone mass exports were more than estradiol, and it might be get converted. And compared to other practices, no tillage pelletized litter was showing the best result. In a case of estrogens, because it has having least amount of estrogen exports. I would acknowledge USDA CIG and ISEQ and ABC of University of Delaware, and the farmers of St. Andrew's Schools and Delaware. Thanks.